And then Orlando and Tampa are both solar leaders. Tampa's been close to being a solar leader in the past, but this is the second year that they've actually accomplished it. So Tampa specifically, there's a couple ways that Tampa has grown its solar capacity. The information we got was provided by TECO and is limited to the limits of the city, even though there is some solar outside of the city that generates power within city limits. So both residential and commercial slash industrial have seen continued steady growth, and the vast majority are net metered customers are residential. So definitely the consumers are leading the way in residential growth. And then commercial and industrial systems in particular have grown more by number of customers as well. So people are asking for solar, people want to see it in their neighborhoods, and we've seen that come to fruition, which is really exciting.